Today is December 27th, 2012, and this will be my last podcast for 2012 because I'm looking at my calendar and I realize that I'm actually not going to have any time between now and the end of the year, which is only 4 days, to record another podcast. So, and this is a good stopping point for 2012 because this is number 60, and I guess that's a pretty good amount for a year. I started podcasting again in January of 2012, and I started off really well. I think I did like 15 podcasts that first month, and then things slowed down, and then have slowly picked up a little bit more as the end of the year is coming to a close. Anyway, I definitely am going to keep podcasting because I enjoy recording these little bits of history, if for nobody else but for myself to hear what was going on in my life at the time. And right now, of course, it's the holidays. I think I told you this before, I was going to my sister's house for Christmas Day, and I took my mother with me, and we drove down on Christmas morning, and it was a beautiful day, although it started out foggy at first, but then the sun eventually came out, and we got to my sister's house about, what time was it? I think that was my email making a little ding noise. Anyway, I got to my sister's house around 11:30 in the morning, and we were the first ones there, and nobody else was there yet. My youngest sister came with her family shortly after that, her husband and her son, and then my father showed up a little bit after that. So there were eight of us all together. And we kind of just, caught up with each other and found out what's going on and chatted and ate lots of goodies. And because my youngest sister made a whole bunch of cookies and snacks and stuff. So we were just kind of like hanging out, having things to eat and chit chat. And after a little while, my older sister got dinner ready, which really called linner, as my nephew tells me. Lunch and dinner together because we had it like 2:30 in the afternoon. Maybe it was closer to 3. And we had a big dinner. Did I post a picture about that? No, I didn't post a picture of the dinner. But we had ham and, typical kind of Christmassy dinner things, I guess. I don't know. And then after dinner, we sat around and exchanged gifts, although my sister told me that no one was bringing gifts, and so I didn't bring any gifts, but yet they all had gifts to exchange. So that's the embarrassing part about, not really embarrassing, it's like, okay, well, we're not really going to exchange gifts, but then when I get there, everyone had little gifts for each other, except for me. And that, of course, is one reason I really do not like to get together with my family, because they all exchange gifts, and I have nothing to give. But it was really no big deal. They gave each other little things, and it was really just my two sisters who exchanged gifts with their families. And they also gave my mom and dad stuff, but my parents didn't bring anything for them, so I wasn't the only one without gifts, and that's just fine. It's not about the gifts. It's about the time we spent together. And then we kind of hung out and talked, and then we had some dessert. And then my sister had this game. I think she got it last year, but they never played it. So she decided she would try it with us, and it's called Slam. Slam Scrabble or Scrabble Slam or something like that. It was really a fun game. We played like 5 or 6 rounds, and then it was getting late. It was like 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. And my youngest sister had to get back because they live about an hour away from where my sister lives. So they had to get back because her husband had to work the next day. So they left, and then, well, actually before that, my father left, because he doesn't like to drive at night, because he's 80, he'll be 82 on January 1st, and he does not like to drive at night, which I do not blame him, because I do not like to drive at night. And come to find out, my sisters don't like to drive at night, and my mother doesn't like to drive at night, so we're all kind of the same, in the same boat, but I guess since we come from the same genes, that might be something that carries over. Anyway, so my father left, and my sister loaded him up with lots of food because he's not a very good eater. Although he has gained a little bit of weight, because I don't know if you remember, but last year around the holidays, he fell and broke his hip and then spent, I think, 5 weeks in a rehab facility. And he's completely better. The hip is completely healed. But he's still frail and still, when I say frail, I mean he's 82 and he's kind of thin. I say thin, but I think he's like 152 or something like that. But he's like 6'1 or 6 feet tall, something like that. Anyway, I keep saying anyway too. So my sisters loaded him up with food because he's not the best eater. He will not cook. And we were talking about this afterwards. We think that he might not be a good cook because he's afraid of starting a fire. Because he's had several incidents in the past where he has put something on the stovetop to cook and then went and got himself engrossed in something else, either watching TV or playing on a computer or something, and then come back to see that whatever it was all burned up. So I think he's just afraid of starting a fire, so he won't cook. But he is good at heating things up in his microwave, so I think all the things that she gave him are things that he can just heat up. Anyway, so he left, and then we played the games, and then my sister left, and then my mom and I were staying over at my sister's house, so it was like, I don't know, I guess by the time everybody left, 6:37, and we kind of just sat around, and we put a movie on to watch. We put on Holiday Inn to watch, but we never really watched it. We just sat there and talked, and, you know, more talking, and it's mostly about the family and and things we have in common and our illnesses and all this kind of stuff. It's always good to just sit around and chat, and we can do that. We're big talkers. Generally, I'm not a big talker, but, well, I guess that's really not true because I podcast. Anyway, we had a really good time, and then we went to bed about 10:30 and slept. I was sleeping in one of my sister's spare bedrooms, and the one thing that I do not like about staying over at other people's houses, especially people who have animals, because my sister has 3 dogs and a cat, and they are wild dogs. They run around the house, they bark, and they shed, and there is dog hair on almost everything. And I got into this bed, and sure enough, there was dog hair on the comforter, and I'm just like, oh, I can't stand dog hair. As much as I love the dogs, because we were getting along great with the dogs, and I was throwing the ball, and they were running to catch it and, you know, and then bring it back to me and throw it again and all that. I just can't stand the hair that they shed. And I know I'm not the only person who is that way, but I absolutely love animals, but I can't stand the hair that they shed. So I probably will not have an animal anytime soon, or if I do, it'll be like a short hair, something that does not shed, because I can't stand the shedding hair. Anyway, again, another anyway. So I slept fine. I slept, you know, pretty much the whole night. But we made plans that we would get up at 7 in the morning. So my sister set the coffee maker, I don't drink coffee, but they do, to go off at 7 o'clock. So she said that would wake us all up. Well, I was awake at like 6:15. And I'm like looking out the window, and it was dark, and I couldn't really see too much because out in the country there are no lights. Can't see anything. And I'm just like, someone get up. Someone get up. Come on, I want to hear. Because all the bedrooms were like right close to each other with a bathroom between two of them. And I was just like, okay, I know I can hear some of them. My mother was asleep. My sister was asleep. The dogs were not moving around or anything. And I'm like, I've got to go to the bathroom. So I snuck out of the room and went to the bathroom and came back. And then shortly after that, I could hear my mother get up, and she went to the bathroom. And then like, I don't know, 10 minutes after that, a car pulled in there. They have this long driveway because my brother-in-law is a mechanic, and he, I guess, set an appointment for people to drop off their car. Well, they didn't go the direction to the garage. They came to the house and dropped off the car, and the lights in the car woke up the dogs, and they were all barking and running around. So people started moving at that point. My sister got up, and we were looking out the window to see who it was and everything, and we noticed as the lights were shining on the ground that it had snowed overnight. We were only expecting rain, but it had actually snowed, I guess about an inch and a half maybe of snow, because my car was covered and the ground was covered. Not too much on the sidewalk in front of our house, because I guess that was too warm. But there was snow on the ground, and I was thinking, oh my God, I've got to drive home in this snow. And it was still like sleeting, snowy sleeting at that point. And then my mother got up, and we started talking about whether we should probably get going because of the weather, but we, you know, had planned to have breakfast. So we just kind of, you know, farted around and had breakfast and then got ready. And then probably by about 10 after 10 in the morning, we got ourselves going and we left to drive home. And It's only normally about a 2.5 hour drive, 2 hours and 15 minute drive, depending. And this time it took us 4 hours to get home because the entire drive home, it was raining, sleeting, freezing rain, and snowing. It kept changing as we were driving on the road. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to get home. It's a 4 hour drive home. But we did eventually get home. And by the time we got back to Northern Virginia, it was all rain. And there was snow here too. So there's a light dusting to an inch of snow around here as well. And while that's pretty on when you're not going anywhere, driving it is not the best. Although my car did very well. It didn't slide or slip or anything. Actually, until I got to my mother's building and I slid going down into her parking garage. But which I enjoyed seeing, the little light was blinking on my dashboard because the anti-lock brakes had kicked in. And then once I had stopped and started to go, the traction control thing kicked in to help me get, because there was a whole bunch of slush. They didn't clear the driveway down to her parking garage, so I had to, drive through it. So I was glad to see that both my ABS and my traction control are working just fine. But that was the only point where I slipped or needed traction. Everywhere else I drove for the previous 4 hours was just fine. So overall, we had a great time. It was good to catch up with my family and see both my parents, spend time with them, because you just never know, because they're getting old. So we had a really good time. I know this podcast is going to be a little bit longer than usual because I have several other things I want to talk about, but so you'll just have to listen, I guess, or pause and listen to it another time. I did want to go back and say that last weekend, the partner and I exchanged gifts, and he gave me a new set of towels, monogram towels for my bathroom, which I have been really needing because my towels are getting so thin. He gave me a gift card to the Apple Store, which I'm going to be using to save to buy a new laptop, because I'm going to save, because I got a $180 gift card from work to the Apple Store, so that's $230. I need to keep saving because I want to buy a new laptop, but it's going to be a long time before I'm able to get it. So then he also got me, what else did he get me? A stocking full of little things like candies and these fancy paper napkins that we like to use, and a whole bunch of things. And I'm trying to think he got me things for my kitchen because my toaster was on the blink, and he got me a new toaster. And I've been using this in the summertime when I was on that low carb diet and I was eating hamburger patties, no buns, as part of my meals. I was cooking them on this grill thing, but I didn't like this electric grill thing because you can't remove the plates to clean it. You actually have to wash it while it's on the machine, and I didn't like that. So he found a grill that you can cook on it and then remove the plates and put them in the dishwasher. So I was thinking, oh my God, that is so great because I cannot stand having to wash that thing, without being able to remove the plates, the grill thing. So I have that. I got that now, and I'm going to get back on my low-carb diet in the new year. But not now, because I've been eating like crazy since Thanksgiving. That's okay. I'll get back to it in the new year. So I was back to our exchanging gifts with the partner. I think it was Friday night I gave him his gifts, and then Saturday night he gave me my gifts, and then Sunday morning I took him to the airport. So, and then he has spent the last 5 days or 6 days, well, I guess 6 days, in Louisiana, in New Orleans with his parents, and I'm going to pick him up tomorrow from the airport. And then on New Year's Eve, we're having a small dinner party with people coming over. So that will be our New Year's Eve to ring in 2013. So that's what's been going on in the Christmas and everything. But I wanted to mention a couple other things. One, I got Christmas cards or holiday cards from listeners. And I was totally shocked because I said I wasn't sending out cards to any podcasts or listeners, but I got a card from Seder 69. I don't know if I mentioned that already before, because I know I got it before this podcast. But then I also got just today a season's greetings card from Nancy in Japan. Do you remember Nancy in Japan from the previous podcast? She used to send us stuff and keep in contact and stuff. And I guess since I lost my podcast and started a new one, she was able to keep track because she also sent my partner a Christmas card too. And I thought that was so sweet. Nancy, you are just absolutely amazing. A beautiful snowy card. And it says, "Season's greetings. That was so interesting. Your tree has crossed the Atlantic twice." Oh, yeah, about the story about the Christmas tree that I put up in my house that my parents ordered it from Sears in America. And I talked to my mother about that, and she ordered it. She said that they were in Paris, and they got that tree in 1961. So that tree is 61 years or 51 years old? 51 years old. I guess it's 51 years old. I just couldn't believe it, and I thought that was amazing. And then she says, "I'm glad for your sporadic podcast." Yes, Nancy, I know they've been sporadic, but I think I've been doing a little bit better in the month of December, and I'm going to stick to it at least two or three times a month. I'm going to try to stick to it. So, Nancy, that card was just so surprising. I was so happy to get that card. It brought back so many memories of the previous podcast and the communication we used to have, and I just really appreciate it. So I got two cards from listeners/podcasters. I appreciate it very much. Then I also wanted to mention that I got a really great comment, two comments on my video. I posted the video of my Christmas tree. Now, I shot that video with my Canon Digital Rebel T3i, my big camera that will shoot video. And what I've come to find out is that it does not automatically focus when you move it around. You have to focus it and then reshoot. So when I shot the video, I had to focus on an ornament and then move in and out to get the other ones focused. Well, I don't like that. So I bought a new camera. I got the Canon Digital Rebel T4i. I know I've only had this camera a year and six months, not even two years. And the T3i, that is. Well, I was doing some research on the T4i and realized that it's a huge upgrade from the T3i in terms of the processor and the video capabilities and all this kind of stuff. So I said, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I'm not going to get a new laptop this year, and I'm just going to go ahead and get the camera. So I went online, looked around for prices, and the first price I saw was $1,100. And I said, I cannot do $1,100. And then I went to Amazon and found it for $600. I couldn't believe I could get $500 off this camera. And I don't know if it was a sale that they were having or a special, but the price was $649. I clicked on buy, and I'll deal with the price later. But anyway, it's because I want to take more videos. I think that Christmas tree video that I did, that I posted on Monday, Christmas Eve, I thought it turned out really, really good. So I really want to do some more videos. Anyway, I got two nice comments about the video. I know that's where I was going to, but I got distracted with what I bought. Jay in Orlando left a nice comment. "Beautiful tree. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas with your family. Really enjoy listening to your podcast. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a wonderful 2013. So Jay in Orlando, Jay at Orlando, thank you so much. And then I got an interesting video from someone named, an interesting comment from someone named James. And he says, "Beautiful video. I live in Falls Church and really enjoyed the snow today." 10/26, as he posted this. I guess it just posted late last night. "Until it became sleet and freezing rain. Your video from Christmas Eve at the end of the wonderful viewing of your tree was perfect. Happy New Year." Now, James, if you live in Falls Church, how come we haven't met? I live in Falls Church. We are neighbors, probably. So thank you for the comment. And maybe, do I already know you? I don't know. So that's pretty amazing. So thank you, James and Jay, for the comments. I really do appreciate it. All right, now this has been going on for 20 minutes. I'm now at a big fatty length podcast, and I really didn't mean to talk this much, but I really, really wanted to talk about Christmas and a little bit about the gift exchange with the partner and Christmas. The cards from the listeners and the comments from listeners. I really do appreciate that. So this is the last podcast for 2012. I wish you all a very happy new year. The same resolutions will be in place. Lose weight, podcast more, and, stop spending money. Those are the same ones every year. Nothing has changed there. I hope you all have a wonderful new year. If you want to leave a comment and tell me what your New Year's resolution is, that would be great. So, until 2013, or until next time, bye.